Every fall, I pretend to be something that I'm not. Way before the Halloween costume season, I start wearing my mask. I disguise myself as someone who gives a flying whoop-de-doo about their lawn. Dutifully, I put on the regulation homeowner's weekend hardware store uniform, baseball cap, jeans, and a flannel shirt, looking exactly like one of those Eddie Bauer-esque suburban dads who actually know what they're doing when it comes to yard issues. I trek to the gardening department, buy the bags of Scott's Miracle Automizing, Winterizing, Turf Compounding, Lawn Kickstarter, along with a 25-pound bag of supplemental specially enhanced infant grass formula fertilizer, of which I use maybe a third of each bag, the remainder of which I put in the backyard shed, much to the delight of the tiny rodents that live there. I even carry the charade a step farther by watering liberally. We have an impressive collection of assorted sprinklers, which I distribute about the yard in a careful attempt to keep the good old Wichita clay soil as lubricated as possible. Thereby, I guarantee that it will continue to shift and cause movement of the foundation of my house. I do all of this, and still, year after year, my lawn looks pretty crummy. And what's more, year after year, I guess I don't really care. To me, a yard is for walking on. It's for leaves to flutter down on and to rest a good long time. It's even for my dogs to, well, you know, do what dogs do on it. As long as during the summer months it has a slight green cast to it, I'm fine with that. Still, deep down, I guess I feel enough guilt about it all to continue my yearly September overseeding act. At least I grow something with all those half-filled bags of grass seed in my storage shed, a robust family of mice. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.